The longest road I ever saw was Madison Avenue. The rich and elite, they lived there on that street. They had money but nothing to do. In the New York Times, a man can find a wool flannel shirt, dark plaid, for the $1,000, and the model who wears it looks troubled and terribly sad. Oh, the misery of the well-to-do in the $1,200 jeans, who have everything that money can buy and no idea what life means. I drove that road with my true love, and finally we left New York and found ourselves on Highway 2 from Duluth to East Grand Forks. Oh, we headed west from Grand Rapids in the land of the pine and the birch, and a meadow and field and sweet little towns and lakes and the Lutheran church. Highway 2, you will find your every wish. Little cafes with 50-cent coffee and statues of giant fish. And then we crossed a lovely stream that flows from a beautiful lake, Bemidji on the Mississippi, and we stopped for goodness sake. Oh, here where the mighty river begins in the land of the Ojibwe, where a man is known by the deeds he has done, and here we plan to stay. For it isn't money that makes the man, not now, and it never was. Oh, a man is known by the clothes that he wears, but by what he says and does. Do not mind if the temperature falls, and it snows, and snows, and snows.
Thank you, Dakota Dave Howe. My three guitars.